Hello, I'm Neil Nunes with the BBC News. President Biden and the Republican leader of the U.S. House of Representatives, Kevin McCarthy, have both said they have held productive talks on federal debt. Mr. McCarthy said that while there was no breakthrough in the talks yet, negotiators had been instructed to meet again to find common ground.
I felt we had a productive discussion. We don't have an agreement yet, but I did feel the discussion was productive in areas that we have differences of opinion. We're going to have the staffs continue to get back together and work on base some of the things that we had talked about.
At the heart of the discussions is the spending limit set by Congress, which determines how much the government can borrow to avoid defaulting on its debt. Reports from Sudan say a week-long ceasefire has been violated as soon as it came into force. In Khartoum, witnesses say they've seen airstrikes and clashes. In the cities of Omdurman and Bari, which adjoined the capital, people said they had heard gunfire. The truce was brokered by Saudi Arabia and the United States, following the first formal talk since the conflict began 5 weeks ago. Russian officials say the army is fighting a group of saboteurs who crossed the border from Ukraine in the Belgorod region. The local governor said at least 8 people had been wounded. Ukrainian media and military sources say 2 armed groups of Russian fighters opposed to President Putin carried out the incursion. Steve Rosenberg has more details.
There were unconfirmed reports that this sabotage group had artillery and tanks. Ukraine responded by saying this was not a Ukrainian attack. It said that these were Russian citizens who'd taken up arms, Russian paramilitary groups fighting on the side of Ukraine. And later, you know, one of these groups that calls itself the Liberty of Russian Legion said, yes, it was doing the fighting, along with the so-called Russian Volunteer Corps.
The Chinese-owned video-sharing app TikTok is taking legal action to overturn its ban in the U.S. state of Montana. Legislators believe the Chinese government could use the app for surveillance and acquiring information. TikTok denies it shares data with the authorities in Beijing. More from Peter Bowes.
On the issue of a possible national security threat, lawyers for TikTok argue that officials in Montana, state officials, are not even in a position to regulate on this, since foreign affairs and national security matters are federal issues to be determined at a national level. The TikTok lawsuit says Montana has enacted these extraordinary and unprecedented measures based on nothing more than unfounded speculation. And it adds that it believes the legal challenge will prevail based on an exceedingly strong set of precedents and facts.
This is the world news from the BBC. Police in Guyana say a fire that tore through a girls' school dormitory, killing at least 19 children, may have been started deliberately. Most of the victims died at the scene. Several children remain in a critical condition. The fire service said the secondary school building in Mardi was completely engulfed in flames when they arrived. The Colombian government has suspended a truce with a rebel group following the murder of 4 young indigenous people in the south of the country. The victims had been forcefully recruited and were killed after trying to escape. President Gustavo Petro said all offensive military action against the Carolina Ramirez group would now be resumed in the 4 regions where they are active. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is to address a large rally in Sydney shortly during a visit to Australia aimed at strengthening economic ties. About 20,000 people are expected to attend. The Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese will also be there. From Sydney, here's Phil Mercer.
Narendra Modi can expect adoration from much of the Indian diaspora in Australia. But there could also be demonstrations by Muslim and Sikh activists over allegations of human rights abuses in India. Provocative posters have called for the Indian Prime Minister's arrest. His Australian counterpart Anthony Albanese has said the two countries have never been closer. Academics believe stronger ties between New Delhi and Canberra are an attempt to counter China's growing influence.
The Brazilian government has declared a state of animal health emergency after confirming 5 cases of avian flu in wild birds. The Agriculture Ministry said the measures would make it easier to implement steps to stop the spread of the highly infectious H5N1 virus. Commercial flocks haven't been affected. BBC News.